What about the BCRG data?
So the BCRG ran the fourth large adjuvant trial. That trial closed to accrual last year. It has not as yet reported its efficacy endpoints. They were waiting for events. I certainly suspect we will hear those data before too long, and perhaps at San Antonio in December of this year. At one of the educational sessions, Dennis Slamon presented data from the cardiac experience just in terms of the raw numbers of patients who have had cardiac events. And there was the suggestion that there were fewer absolute numbers of cardiac events in women who had the triplet of docetaxel, carboplatin, plus trastuzumab compared to those women who had the AC followed by docetaxel, trastuzumab combination. So that's interesting. If it looks like the two arms there with trastuzumab are all the same, then it might suggest that from a cardiac point of view, the safer regimen might be the TCH triplet, though it is a more toxic regimen overall in many respects in terms of patient tolerability. And we just don't know right now if it is as efficacious a regimen.
I guess the other thing that's going to complicate things potentially is the fact that the BCRG trial required FISH. I think these other studies in general used IHC. Do you think that's going to have an impact?
Well, the North American studies accepted patients whose tumors were 3+ by IHC or FISH positive. In the early experience for both the NSABP and the intergroup, they compared local testing results with centralized testing results and both published in the JNCI the fact that local testing was lousy. And it was lousy for both IHC and for FISH, with false positive rates on the order of 20-25%. And in response to that finding, the groups changed the eligibility to require central testing of the tumor or, in the case of the NSABP, a pathology center that had to be accredited specifically to do HER2 testing. In the HERA trial, patients were all tested at a single site in Germany for eligibility. So I don't know how much the fact that the tumors were FISH positive in the BCIRG will change the results. My prediction would be, however, that the trump card here is trastuzumab. You know, the chemotherapy is going to have relatively minor effect. We know what chemotherapy alone does for these tumors. Not much is the real answer. We saw those very high risks of recurrence despite very aggressive chemotherapy in all of these trials. The trump card's the trastuzumab, and especially when you're talking about the first interim look, I think it's going to be very surprising if there's a difference between the anthracycline arm and the non-anthracycline arm in the BCIRG trial. The question will be, is that adequate data to give up on anthracyclines? When we have so much compelling data from retrospective analyses that anthracyclines particularly benefit women whose tumors are HER2 positive. And I think that this is where people are going to have to look very critically at the safety data, very critically at the follow-up data, the efficacy. But it's going to be very short-term follow-up with relatively few events. It's going to be, at best, the first interim analysis. So I think one has to be cautious about overinterpreting those data.